Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. And today I am very excited to bring to you Mumbai's very own fashion icon. I'm delighted to have Jaya Raheja with us on today's Empower episode. Jaya is a lot of things. First and foremost, she's a mum to two lovely teenagers. Honestly, she looks like a petite teen star herself. You know, a girl with a golden heart and so much warmth. A travel enthusiast and the ultimate lifestyle connoisseur, and ever so graceful and elegant daughter-in-law of the Raheja family. Those who know Jaya, like I'm lucky too, can vouch for her impeccable style, always on point in whatever she wears and always with a lovely smile. Welcome, Jaya.
Hi, Meenakshi.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Great. So we've got lots of questions for you. So let's start out right away with what is fashion to you?
Yeah. I've had a few interviews before and this question always comes up.
I thought that was exclusive.
Yeah. Okay. But to me, fashion is really a part of your personal self-expression, mm-hmm. You know, like fashion is for all ages, shapes and sizes. And it's, of course, available to everyone.
Yes.
But to me, it's all about taking those fashion pieces, putting them together to create your own individual style, which defines you.
Absolutely. So well put. And that is so you, because you have a twist on everything. Like I love the way you're wearing a crop with like this candy pink thing. Everyone, you can see the picture real soon. And I love the way you mix and match brands as well. So for those who know you, it's obvious that every day your style defines who you are. What inspires your sense of personal style?
My inspiration is actually literally seeing well-dressed people, mm-hmm. That I think, you know, have the sense of fashion. Seeing fashion magazines and, you know, bloggers on Instagram, going for fashion shows. Literally, that's my inspiration,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And picking up tips, you know. Yeah, I remember seeing, I'm going off record, but I remember seeing fabulous pictures of you with, was it Olivia Palermo?
Yes, Olivia Palermo, yes.
That was amazing. Yes. And, you know, you both looked so stylish. And honestly, I was very excited to see that.
She is one of the most stylish people.
I agree. Yeah. I keep seeing her pictures on social media and she's fabulous. Okay, so is there a fashion no-no in your eyes? Is there anything you wouldn't try or go for?
I'm generally a very, very open person when it comes to trying out anything and everything that comes to fashion. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have that fixed one-track mind situation. I'm very happy to take risks, be adventurous, and I'll try every style possible. Mm-hmm. Like, I try everything from futuristic fashion to the 70s vibe, you know. In fact, the one no-no in fashion would be not taking that chance.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, and another I would recommend is please don't copy others. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's never in trend. You know, mm-hmm. just be you, just be yourself. Nothing is worse than trying to ape someone else's style.
True, true. And you have to know your body type, your likes and dislikes.
Absolutely.
Like, I love the whole pastel look, but whenever I try to do it, I still end up wearing more black or red, or because that's me.
Because that's you.
Yeah. It's always bright or colorful, and you know.
You will always look best in what you think looks good on you, you know.
Or at least the most comfortable.
Most comfortable.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But you don't have that problem. You look great in everything.
No.
No, honestly, that's why, you know, I had to have you here. You know, we all love fashion and we love fashion icons like you. So tell me, what are some of your favorite brands? Is there a must-have for this season that you'd recommend?
I have a dime a dozen brands that I love. Mm-hmm. But if I had to pick one, a must-have for this season, it would be Balenciaga, hands down.
Yeah.
You know, their current pieces, their current
collection is
just absolutely outstanding.
Okay, something I must
that
check it out.
They've actually never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to check it out. And Jacquemus.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, they are like everywhere now. Any fashion person, any
blogger,
everyone's got one. You know,
and it's so understated at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know,
trendy.
Very, very trendy.
Yeah, exactly. Great. So, what would you say has been your most memorable fashion event? is there a dress, an occasion, a party you could pin this down to, or like Paris Fashion Week where you were, or any memorable event?
Yes, I have had actually quite a few memorable fashion
Please
moments.
Please do share for all our lovely listeners.
Yes, yes, for sure. Of course, one being Paris Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. Or even Milan Fashion Week, or the fashion weeks basically. It is my favorite time of the year in Paris. Mm-hmm. Only because I just get such a high seeing people, you know, dressed their best. Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually the same feeling I get when I have done a 10K run.
Okay.
Is that, you know, that high.
Yeah.
But if I had to pin down one moment, it would hands down be the Gucci fashion show in Milan for the spring summer 18 mm-hmm. that I'd gone for. It was, for me, the most memorable because you see everyone just dressed, you know, their best and completely OTT.
Right.
And they just put anything and everything together and it was just...
Yeah, and you were lucky enough to meet the designer as well.
Designer himself,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so for me, that has been the most memorable.
Amazing. So is there a fashion icon that you admire?
You know... I've had this question.
Yeah, we have to ask. I mean, like, who's iconic for you?
Yeah, no, I don't have one particular individual mm-hmm. who's a style icon for me because I feel style is so personal. Everyone is stylish in their own way.
Absolutely.
You know? However, I think Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker mm-hmm. in Sex and the City is who I would consider my style to be closest to.
Yeah.
And I can see myself in her choices.
Yeah, and her shoes.
And her shoes. And just the way she puts everything together in that show.
Yeah.
And in general...
It's so eclectic sometimes. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Like, it's everything. It is so you, actually.
It is.
You
it's
try anything so, and everything.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. Exactly. I love how once she just wore, like, these... low-waist jeans and a t-shirt and just wore stilettos, and this 10 years ago was not done.
Absolutely.
And she wore them
Absolutely.
Just down the street,
down
you know?
The street.
And I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. And even, I don't know if you remember the Sex and the City 2, the mm-hmm. movie, they'd all gone to Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
And she went to the market. Mm-hmm. And what she wore in that market...
Wasn't that like oversized skirt? Yeah, oh my God.
And that turban.
Amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah. Really, I'm getting goosebumps just
yeah,
thinking
I mean,
about
too.
It.
Yeah. I just love how I remembered it
yeah,
instantly. We
exactly.
are true fashion lovers, aren't
yeah,
we?
Absolutely.
Aren't we excited for the new season now or whatever they're coming
yeah,
out with?
Yeah.
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 We're all waiting.
All waiting for that.
Yes. So tell me, I know you mentioned marathons. Tell us of your other passions, you know, besides fashion and marathons,
yeah,
of course.
Marathons, yeah. I've done 3 half marathons. I've actually traveled to Amsterdam with a couple of friends to do, half marathons.
Fantastic.
And of course, about 8 to 9, 10 Ks, just, you know. I'm also into interior decorating, actually.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, which I love to do.
Okay.
And now helping out with our own projects, mm-hmm. You know, with Neil and...
of course, and your husband, yeah.
My husband, yeah. I also love movies.
Really?
Yes, quite.
No.
Yeah. Definitely not.
I mean, creative side. I didn't mean like...
No.
Although you'd be fabulous in front of the camera,
no,
but still.
No. In fact, not at all. That side of the fence, definitely no. I love watching movies. Mm. I would go for any movie in a heartbeat.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
I love cinema.
Okay, lovely.
You know.
Again, another and creative field.
Another creative field,
yes.
Exactly. So it all like...
And ties it together
beautifully. Together. And of course, travel, but who doesn't love that?
Yeah. I know. So what can you not do without Jaya over the weekend? Is it family, friends, something else? Something
yeah.
more naughty?
Yeah. Ooh,
fun.
Yeah. Definitely my glass of wine.
Oh my God. I was just thinking you are eating my wine today. Honestly. Yeah.
Definitely that glass of wine comes, that bottle of wine comes mm-hmm. out every Friday night.
Yes,
you know, that
yes.
weekend is just not complete without my
wine. Yeah, and I remember you're
wine.
A good girl. You kept saying, wait and I don't drink
yes,
in between.
I don't.
Yeah. You're a healthy good person. So yeah, indulging on weekends it is.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so how has the lockdown been for the children? What are the positives that have come out for you? I mean, I know the children are growing fast and they're
yeah.
fabulous.
You know, lockdown has been tough for mm-hmm. all of us in general. Mm-hmm. But of course I have to say there definitely some positives have come out of this, you know. Mm-hmm. One being, of course, spending so much more time together as a family.
Absolutely.
And since we live in a joint family, the best thing actually in the lockdown was to see us reconnect with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes you don't have time. You just take it for
Everyone's
granted.
Doing their own
Everyone's
thing.
Doing
Girls
their own.
Are in college, you know, my son is busy in school, so we don't really get to hang out together as much. But because, and thanks to the lockdown, my kids have gotten to spend so much more time with their grandparents, their cousins, aunt, their uncle. And of course, their kids have spent so much more time with us.
Okay. And it's a good quality family time.
Yeah. And because of that, we know so much more about each other now.
Right.
You know, like, for example, I know, like, what my niece likes to eat.
Right.
So if I'm making that, it has to go up for her.
Okay.
You know, just little things
it's
like
little
that.
Little things, exactly. Yeah. And there's so much meaning behind it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, great. So now I want to try a new rapid fire round, Jaya. My very own take on Coffee with Karan.
Oh, nice.
But with no one to compete with, so the stage is all yours.
Ah, okay.
Just like we ladies love it.
Okay, so I win anyway.
Yes, of course, always. Quick, short answers to the questions below. Wine or water?
Water in the week, wine in the weekend.
Okay, that's good. On holidays, is it beach or mountains?
Beach, please.
Really?
Yeah.
A fashion trend to own?
Oversized shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to add one more? Let that go.
I would add, for now, at the moment, Pan Gaia tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That I've been living and loving it.
Yes, they're so comfy and they look
so
amazing.
And they look so amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, high-waisted jeans, also like super low-waisted pants.
Okay, nice. A fashion trend to ditch?
Do not ditch any fashion.
I love your answer. Yeah, they always come back, don't
always
they?
Always try them out.
Remember bell-bottoms?
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Okay, your top three dream dinner party guest list. Preferably alive, however, either...
Yeah.
Here or not here now.
Yeah, even though I have met Alessandro Michel, but it was a very brief moment, but I would love to have dinner with him.
Okay.
You know. Bradley Cooper.
Okay, very hot.
And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your guilty pleasure? You've said wine, so you can't say it again. Something else, come on.
Luxury shopping.
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, that's why you always have the must-haves, Jaya.
Oh.
First, trending always. So, Jaya, three classic fashion must-haves for you that everyone should own.
Yeah, okay. I do have more than three, but the first three would be definitely a Chanel bag.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a black tuxedo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And a leopard print.
Oh, I love you for saying that. Yeah. Honestly, not a lot of people love leopard print, but I personally do.
Not a lot of people think it's a classic, but it is definitely.
But there's so many ways you can wear it. Simple like sexy. You know, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect. So, any top three trends for 2021 that you are really hot on?
Yes, for sure. One would be definitely the loose, baggy, down to the waist, like down to the hip trousers, worn with second skin tops. The second skin tops are going to be huge in 2021.
A lot of body suits as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
for the print, I would go for checkered. I think 2021 is going to be really hot, really big on checkered checks. And micro mini skirts.
Okay, nice. Yes. So now I know why you asked me to carry some for the styling bits. Can't wait. Okay. So, favorite jewelry pieces. I mean, I know you're very selective, but you have fantastic pieces of what I've seen over the years with you. So what are some of your favorites?
You know, I love Indian jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just find Indian jewelry it has so much charisma. It has. It's very charismatic, and it also has a personality.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it goes, of course, with Indian, but it also goes a lot with Western. And I just love wearing Indian jewelry with Western.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's really trendy, and it's.
Yeah.
I love the way you style, the way you mix and match.
Mix
so
and
that's
match.
One of your things, you know.
Yeah.
Any more tips to mix and match jewelry? Maybe some examples of what you've worn in the past?
For jewelry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, for example, if I've worn, once I wore a whole jacket, so a tuxedo, and I wore just a plain jarao,
beautiful.
Necklace. Yeah, and I thought it looked
Sounds elegant,
Yeah.
I can imagine how lovely it looked.
And sometimes you can even... You, you know, just buy that one line of Jara and use it as a hairband.
Oh, how cool. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I've done that.
So, yeah. So favorite Indian designers for clothes. I mean, we have to mention our own.
I have to mention Sabyasachi.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
You know, I just feel like it just brings out the Indian in you. I mean, if it is Indian outfit, it has to be traditional Indian.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. You know, I actually bought... I've bought a few before, but I bought this beautiful velvet charara and I wore it for Diwali. And I am telling you, I had goosebumps when I tried it on. That's the effect his outfit had on me. Yeah. I don't know why.
No.
It wasn't that heavy. But it was just so impeccably made.
Absolutely.
And it felt, and it was completely different from what I normally wear.
Yeah.
I would normally wear, you know, saris or very sexy things. And this was completely covered.
Yeah.
But so elegant.
It's so elegant.
Yeah. Yeah. I just felt amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely there's something about his
fantastic.
Yeah.
So, favorite fashion moment for you to express your personal style, something unique that you did or wore?
You know, I'm going to talk about the mixing and matching and how I've done fusion with Indian and Western, which is actually one of my best creative moments. So, we'd gone for a Sangeet to Abu Dhabi and in December. So, it was
a little cold.
So I said, okay, what do I wear? I had this Rohit Bal lehenga, the typical, you know, long embroidered lehenga, off-white, and it had a jacket, and it had a malmal top inside the jacket.
Right, one of his classic styles.
It was a sleeveless vest, sleeveless velvet vest with a malmal peplum top inside. When I wore it, I'm like, this is great. But I just need something different.
You need to style it your way.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So I was just like going through the net and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, this is just so perfect. So it was actually a Dolce & Gabbana dress.
Okay.
With the Mama collection. I don't know if you remember that Mama whole, I love Mama collection.
Yes, yes. There was a lot of lace. There was a lot of embroidery.
Yeah. Basically, Mi amor mama means I love my mom. Basically.
Exactly.
So I'm like, oh my God, so perfect.
Yeah.
And so the dress had this 3D like rose on it, on the chest area.
Yeah.
And I said, this will be perfect. I bought it. I sent it straight to Dubai. It came to Abu Dhabi. I had not even put it together.
Okay.
You know, it was just all literally in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even carry that malmal top.
So you were that confident.
Yes,
yeah.
I was so confident. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to carry this because I know it's going to work.
Okay.
So, and it did.
Yeah. I'm sure you got everyone's hooting over.
Yeah. It was just, the color was perfect. It was the same burgundy, you know, to match the vest and everything.
Amazing.
You know, I got quite a few compliments.
I can't but wait best, to see the look. I hope you have great pictures of it.
I do have a few
perfect.
Photos. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going to share them with you.
Sure.
But the best part of that whole, outfit,
look,
that whole look, was that the after party, I didn't have to change.
Yeah.
You know, what I did was I just ditched the lehenga and the vest. I'm like,
and you're wearing a dress.
I'm ready.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I mean, I normally carry like lower heel shoes.
Exactly.
But I've never thought of, you know, taking an outfit apart and just having a party dress underneath. Yeah. So comfy.
I didn't have to go back to the room.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. And, tell me something, tips to mix and match is your forte. Okay, you've mentioned a few for jewelry, clothes. Any final words you'd like to share with us just to express yourself as a fashion icon, which I really, truly believe you are?
Oh, thank you so much, Meenakshi. I'm so flattered, actually. I just, you know, to sum this up, I see myself as a creative person. You know, and people show their creativity in so many ways. You know, whether it's through art, through design, through decor, you know, I show it through fashion.
True.
Fashion is my favorite space when it comes to showing my creativity.
Okay, lovely. And hopefully soon we will see some interiors too.
Yes.
You know, why not?
For
you know,
sure.
To bigger and better things.
Yes, in fact, I've helped out with a show flat of ours. So,
okay.
you can come and see it.
Of course, and we can do a podcast on that aspect in the future.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Of course, why not?
And maybe in the future, someday I can, you know, start my own line of interiors versus with fashion.
How lovely. Yeah. Yes, and it's the next big thing. I mean, literally, I've even had a chat with Sabya, with Sabya Sachi, who you mentioned.
Yeah.
And he's getting into that. Yeah. He's getting into the space of homes.
Of homes, yes.
So this is the next big thing.
It's all interlinked.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So creativity in all ways, you know.
Exactly.
The way you dress and where you live and, you know, your life, basically. And that's what we love. Right. So thank you so much, Jaya. What a fantastic chat. I wish I could go on and on, but we'll keep that for another day. Okay.
Yes.
And thank you. And it was such a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much, Meenakshi, for having me.
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
So there you have it all, straight from the fabulous fashionista Jaya Raheja, who has picked and pointed out for us some easy to do, fun fashion styling do's, and also shared her expertise in spotting what to wear this coming year for sure. From classic must-haves to fearlessly mixing and matching while staying true to your own personal style and not just imitating, Jaya has simplified the basics for all of us fashion lovers out there. So go ahead, have a lot of fun and forever be oh so fashionable. For all this and more and some spectacular fashion looks of Jaya Raheja and me, do check out my Instagram and Facebook page, Meenakshi Kuwadekar. Thank you for always tuning in. Grateful to have you all listening. Don't forget to do so every Friday for the new episode launches at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time, and feel free to put your favorite episodes on repeat. For comments, feedback, suggestions, or anything you like, feel free to email me on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. Until next time, all my lovely listeners, keep smiling, keep shining, have a fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.